The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
General Keith Kellogg joining us on the Joe Piscopo Show right here at 8:06 in the morning. Nicole Parkin will join us, Arthur Lee, Greg Jarrett, Dr. Gorka, Congressman Jeff Andrew, but we're going to clear the airwaves for General Kellogg. General Kellogg, welcome back. Great to have you with us always, and thank you again for your service to this great country, sir.
Hey, Joe, thanks. Good to be with you this morning.
Well, we appreciate a lot going on in New York. My goodness gracious. And the world just seems to be topsy-turvy, upside down, imploding on the geopolitical stage, General Kellogg. It's so frustrating. So, and let's start, if we can, sir, in Israel and Israel's Rafah offensive. What is Israel supposed to do? Not do anything? Settle after what happened on October 7th, General Kellogg? I mean, this whole Rafah situation, this whole UN situation, the Biden administration seem to be siding now with Hamas. What is Israel supposed to do? Are they not, and their mission should be, to just crush Hamas, yes?
Yeah, Joe, yeah, let me set the table for you. You know, politically, I think we're at a historic low with Israel, and it's of our own making. And it's troubling because we have an ally, Israel, that is fighting for basically their lives. It's an existential war. People need to remember that Hamas started this war when they launched their Nukba assault battalions out of Gaza into Israel on the 7th of October. They murdered, they raped, they took hostages, which included Americans.
Yeah.
And yet they've not even allowed the International Red Cross to come in and check them out. And so what you've got is you've got a fight now in cities, which is brutal, and it's tough, and I understand that. And I was in Israel a few weeks back and had a chance to talk to their Minister of Defense, Gallant, and I'm convinced, one, they're trying to do a good job and minimize collateral damage, but they have to eradicate Hamas, and that means going near Rafah, finish the job, and we should give them support. But this administration, honestly, Joe, gives really conflicting views and support. And two great examples. In a UN Security Council vote this past week, we abstained on a vote, so the vote passed 14-0. We basically, then
yes,
just
sir.
2 days ago, their defense minister, Gallant, who's really a good guy, was in D.C. asking for support, and he was lectured, and it was on television, by Secretary of Defense Austin. You don't do that to allies. And Gallant was asking for, among other things, precision-guided munitions to make sure that they eliminated, not that they don't eliminate, reduced collateral damage. You know, but this is really unacceptable behavior. Hamas started, let's be really clear, Joe. Hamas started the fight. They killed Americans, unarmed civilians, and Israel is trying to finish the job by eradicating Hamas, which is a terrorist organization, and they're going to have to go into Rafah. And we need to understand that. And I don't know why we don't have a very firm, direct, straightforward message that we support Israel, full stop, and let's go from there.
And so, and we have hostages. Aren't American hostages still there in Gaza, General Kellogg?
Yeah, they are. Well, to start, we knew there was 8. But we don't know, Joe, because the Hamas will not allow the International Red Cross to come in and either talk to the hostages or see how their medical condition is. And they're the ones stiffing it. And that's the frustration. So there's over 100. That's all you can really say, because we don't know how many died in captivity, how many are still hurt pretty badly. We think they're in Rafah. That's one of the reasons why the Israelis have been slow going into Rafah, is because they believe that that's where the remaining hostages are. Plus, there's 4 what they call Nukba battalions. Those are their assault battalions, are still there. and they're going to have to go in there. They're going to have to finish the job. And for us to keep talking about, well, let's have a ceasefire of 6 weeks, 12 weeks, whatever, that just helps Hamas. It doesn't help the Israelis. But the Israelis are very concerned about life. And I really noticed that. It was really stark to me when I went into Israel and actually saw that. I said, okay, I kind of get it now. I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to do both. It's not easy. But again, our equivocation as a nation, America, it really doesn't help them at all. This is one of those, I got to tell you, Joe, to me, it's binary. It's black, white, left, right, up, down, good or evil. And we should be on the side of good and not evil. These people are not Jeffersonian Democrats, okay? They're terrorists. We should understand that.
Yes, sir. Well put, General Kellogg. And also, when I think about the Gazans, the folks in the Palestinians, Egypt's not taking them. Jordan's not taking them. Because apparently, historically, correct me if I'm wrong, sir, the PLO will show up. The terror groups will show up once they allow the Palestinians into. I'm just talking historically, not hysterically. But no one's taken the Palestinians. Is there a way to get the Palestinians out before they go into Rafah? Is there a way they could put them somewhere? And I heard somebody else mention this. I wish I could give credit where it's due, but putting them in Israel, the Palestinians, I mean, once they go in, there's no way really to do that, because I guess in war, the only way to win is to just do an all-out assault on Hamas, as you so well put, after that terror attack. But no way that they could, if Egypt's not going to accept the Palestinians, if Jordan's not going to accept the Palestinians, no one's going to. Maybe Israel could come up with some kind of solution in that regard, sir?
Well, Joe, the solution to this is actually long-term, and it's economic. And it's going to have to be an assimilation process. You know, when I was over there, I had a chance to talk to the Bedouins, the Arabs, that are part of Israel. And I asked them the hard question. You know, I said, hey, look, how come you guys fight inside the Israeli military? You've all gotten together. And the guy said to me, he was actually a Bedouin colonel, and he said, because we've assimilated, and they're going to have to do that. So you have to be an acceptance. This is, Joe, this is going to be a long term. This is where I've said repeatedly now the last several weeks that there's no two-state solution. This is one of those, over time, you're going to have to bring the Palestinians into the state of Israel and figure a way to do it the best way you can. Mm-hmm. I remind everybody, this is hard. It's been done before. We had that example in the American Civil War, when it took us 12 years till we had reconciliation with the southern states. I've shown it after that happened with Nazi Germany after World War II and Imperial Japan. This is one of those things you're going to have to basically figure out how to live together. And I think the way they can do that, honestly, Joe, is economics. And they can show them there's a better life. You know, we actually, when the Abraham Accords, we actually had a plan of investing $50 billion into Gaza to help them out. The Saudis are going to be a key player. They're going to have to put money into it as well. But this is one of those long-term solutions. If you think about it strategically, it won't be solved militarily for the long term. And it won't be solved really politically for the long term. It's going to be solved when people understand there's a better life to be had, and that's all based off economics. And that's one of those somebody has to sit down and think really hard strategically how this can be done. And I've got to tell you, Joe, I know it's partisan, is partisan. This administration doesn't have it in them to do it. They just don't. Look at the rest of the world. They just don't get it. I just think they're whistling past the graveyard.
It's so true, and they're doing that. I mean, not to be political, sir, but they're doing that big fundraiser today. And then I'm looking at accomplishments, and I see how when you were in the White House, General Kellogg, with President Trump, and not a political statement. Don't get excited; people get upset. This is an objective political overview. But Putin never would have moved into Ukraine. Afghanistan would have been the mess that it was. General Xi wouldn't be absorbing Taiwan the way he is now. Iran would have been handcuffed. You had them handcuffed, General Kellogg, under the Trump administration, handcuffed so they couldn't afford, to your point, to do anything. all of that, every single set, including now Niger, including Haiti, it's all imploding. What did you do in the Trump administration, sir, if I may, that kept world peace? And you kept world peace in the Donald Trump administration. People don't like to hear that, but you did the Abraham Accords. I keep telling, we talk about it all the time, General Kellogg. Genius with Robert Greenway and Jared Kushner and David Freeman and yourself sitting in the Situation Room. What a genius concept. Peace in the Middle East. We were there. It just went away to the point now we're at the precipice what seems to be a nuclear war, General Kellogg.
Yeah, and Joe, look, and here's what's going to be interesting this November. I want to come down to it. Excuse me. It's a binary election. It's quite clear. You're going to have 4 years with Donald Trump administration and almost 4 years with Biden administration. And people need to make this hard decision. Where do you want to go? And it's really quite clear the policies on both, and they're 180 out to two different. You get to pick it. And if you pick the side that's currently in place with Biden, you own it. You own the inflation. You own the problems of the world. You own it all. So you got to make your pick. The reason why it works so well is we had a president, President Trump, who's very, very engaged. And what I mean by engaged, he was engaged in the policy. He set the priorities that we had. He'd pick up the phone and call world leaders. I don't care if it was President Xi of China or Emmanuel Macron of France. He would talk to him, and he would let us work the issues really hard. And it was sort of like whack-a-mole. You have to hit it immediately to knock it away, because things are going to come up, and you have to address it. But when they all come up at the same time, like it's happening right now, you do run out of options, and that's what they let happen. They let all these things fester, and now you've got them all at the same time. And I will tell you, Joe, once these things get out of the box, it is really, really hard to contain it because you don't have the bandwidth and the thinking to be able to do that. So you have to discreetly attack each one immediately, and you have to make decisions immediately on where you want to go. You can't say, well, let's talk about this a week from Tuesday. We'll think about it.
Yeah,
what do you think? One thing I like about Donald J. Trump is he would give you a decision immediately. I reminded everybody, this is a good example. We went to Soleimani, and I've said this before. The attacks on our embassy occurred on the 1st of January, 2020. On the 3rd of January, Soleimani was dead, okay? 48 hours, because he made that decision immediately. This is what we're going to do. That forces in place and executed it. So you can't wait 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. You have to have a very agile staff. And Biden doesn't have that. He's got acolytes, not advisors. And I think that's a real danger. So you asked a great question, but I think it's just a matter not only of substance, but it's a matter of leadership and how you make decisions. And Trump was able to do it, and he had a team around him that would execute rapidly. And I think that's how you become very, very effective. You don't just think and twiddle your fingers and go for it.
Yeah, General Keith Kellogg, we appreciate it so much. I mean, and again, I mean, there must have been, if you're in the White House and you know, the last administration, I mean, if there's hostages taken, I mean, we had a Representative Corey Mills on recently, and he had to go rescue hostages in Haiti. He had to go rescue hostages in Afghanistan. I mean, how do you not, as an administration, care about Americans being held hostage? This is unconscionable to all of us. And this, too, it's just a philosophical breakdown, and we got to let you go, General Kellogg. I know, but how, I mean, when you see what's happening now, and you see how the world is imploding, and then when we address it, we talk about how we're going to fix Ukraine, how we're going to fix Iran, how we're going to fix Israel. We should never have been there. That's where the conversation should start, General Kellogg, is how did we prevent it before? How did we get there now? And I mean, that's simple layman's logic, not a military overview, sir, but it must be unsettling to you to see all of this go, down in flames after all that you helped build up, General.
Yeah, Joe, you know, I remind everybody that, you know, there's no decision in the White House that's an easy decision. They're all hard, but you have to make them, you have to work really hard at it on a daily basis. And if you don't, things get out of control. They spin out of control rapidly. And that's the reason why you have to be very, very engaged as a senior executive, meaning the president and his staff as well.
Yeah,
that's how you put these under control. If you don't, once they spin out of control, Joe, like I said a minute ago, then it's almost almost impossible
yes.
to put him back in a box.
Yes.
This
exactly.
is going to be really hard to put that in a box. But they can do it.
Yes, sir. General Kellogg, great chat this morning. A vital chat, General Keith Kellogg. Thanks again for your service, sir. Thanks for always remembering us on the radio and joining us on the air, sir.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, General Keith Kellogg, right there. It can be done. It was done. Why are we where we are now? And we all we do 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. I know we got a break, but I get so upset because all we talk about is, oh, well, this is the way we got to fix Ukraine. This is the way you got to fix. This is what's happening in Israel now. It should have never been there. We should never have gone there. And then when you ask that, but we are there. But we are there. What are you going to do about it? No, we should never have been there. And we shouldn't be put the people back in office who got us there. 20 after 8 o'clock. We're going to keep fighting. Nicole Parker. We're going to get into this Diddy, Sean Diddy, Puff. Sean, whatever his name is, Combs. This guy has so many names, I don't even know where to go. Nicole Parker will break it down. And Arthur Lee, too, will join us. Debbie Duhame's out there on the roads checking out traffic. 20 after 8 o'clock. How we doing this morning, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening. Don't forget, Joe, President Biden will be in town later on for that big fundraiser at Radio City, so watch for frozen zones. Also, former Presidents Obama and Clinton expected to attend. And, of course, we do have President Trump coming into town as well. And he will be attending the wake. We're supposedly attending the wake for our fallen officer Diller over at Massapequa Funeral Home. So do watch for a lot of congestion around there. Sunrise Highway West getting into 112. It's an accident. LIE eastbound service road by 112. Closed. It's an ongoing accident investigation from an overnight crash. 17 southbound slowing down by Passaic Street over in Rochelle Park with a crash reported. Bumper to bumper on 440 southbound getting into the New Jersey Turnpike. 18 northbound at the New Jersey Turnpike. It's an accident. That one is still being cleared. Van Wyck south of Hillside Ave, a stalled vehicle still being worked on. Rain today, high of about 50 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, thanks, Deb. Let me tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. Here it is. It's coming on the weekend. Easter's coming up. Holy Thursday today. Good Friday tomorrow. You know what? You may want to go to Michael's of Brooklyn to celebrate because you will feel the heritage of the Italian-American community, all the greatness of the Italian-American community right there. Avenue R off of Nostrand Avenue. And then if you can't get to New York, we invite you to go to your supermarket and check out Michael's of Brooklyn sauce right there, the gravy right there in the aisle where you say, where it says pastas and gravies and sauces and stuff. You go right down there. Look for Michael's of Brooklyn. You know why? And as you listen around the country, it's made right there at the restaurant. Is that wild? Yes, it's made right next door. When you go in, you can smell the aroma of the gravy. It's like it's Sunday at Mom's, you know? That's what you get at Michael's of Brooklyn when you go there. Cuisine, by the way, at Michael's of Brooklyn, made from scratch. Made from scratch with the authenticity of every single recipe that I could personally attest to being magnificent. All right, so check it out on the road, Michael's of Brooklyn. If you get a chance. We'd love to see you at Avenue R and in Brooklyn, New York, but you got to call because everybody's going. It's like the most popular restaurant in town easily. And Fred is there and Johnny Marianne and Michael himself. 718-998-7851. It's 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn serving that community since 1964.
Mike Gallagher says it's obvious what the left wants.
I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. Whatever it is, it's flawed.
I don't care about the process. They might as well just come out and admit they don't want any rules to apply. They don't want any common sense. They don't want any justice. They want him financially and politically destroyed.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Sometimes the most compelling stories come from the most unexpected places. Picture this. You're just a 14-year-old boy, abruptly awakened by a solemn priest at your boarding school. Your father's been shot, and you're rushed to his side in Los Angeles. But as you stand by his bedside, witnessing his final moments, you can't shake the memories of another tragedy years before when your uncle, the president, met a similar fate. As you journey back, the train moves sluggishly, every inch weighed down by a nation mourning your father's loss. Life throws curveballs, and for Robert Kennedy Jr., it was a journey marked by highs and lows. His story is one of resilience, tragedy, and redemption. The Real RFK Jr. the most important documentary of the year. Witness his incredible journey and his legacy. For a limited time, watch it free at therfkmovie.com. The Real RFK Jr., a story that needs to be told. Visit therfkmovie.com now.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about why refi, okay? Why refi? You know, it's you can help invest and refinance private school loans. You know, it's smart and safe and helps people like you. And that example I always use, Caitlin, for example, struggled to make payments while trying to get her career off the ground. Her lenders would not let up with the collection calls. So she called Why Refi and got set up on a plan that she could afford. Plus, her credit score has improved since working with Why Refi. So I always tell you this, you can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You could turn your income on or off, compound it daily. There are no fees, no attack on principal if you ever need your money back. So let me tell you, you could go to investyrefi.com. InvestYRefi. It's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Or call 888-YRefi-24, 888-YRefi-24. You know, people all over the country are earning that high fixed rate of return with YRefi, and they don't care what happens with the Fed. They don't care what happens with the stock market. Our friends at YRefi, they're trustworthy. They're honest. They care about you. You just go to investyrefi.com. Invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com. Or call, please, 888-YREFI-24. You just tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
We aren't mainstream news. We are the truth. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 826 on AM 970, The Answer. Streaming worldwide these days on AM970TheAnswer.com. Always proud to bring Nicole Parker to the airwaves, former special agent with the FBI, and kind enough to always take the time to share her expertise. Nicole, welcome back to the show. Always appreciate you joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Nicole, so I don't know where to start. Sean Diddy Combs, I mean, I guess that's his name. What this is so weird. I mean, and let me start here. Nicole, uh-huh. First of all, we don't know what he did, right? We don't know what he did. There's allegations and allegations. And you and I always talk, Nicole Parker, about those quote-unquote pre-dawn raids, you know? Or did they have to be as... And again, I don't know what, I don't know Diddy from anything, and I don't know what he did, but did they have to be, that was Homeland Security that went in, did they have to be that forceful to go in? Was there a danger? Is that what they're telling us?
Well, just standard practice, whether it's Homeland Security investigations or FBI, standard law enforcement practice for us is that you are typically going to conduct a search or an arrest when someone is least expecting it, right? Because when someone is prepared and they're expecting you, that is, number one, could cause harm to law enforcement, right? And surprise them. Number two, you don't want them to be alerted because then they could destroy evidence. So when they talk about, you know, I was reading the notes from his attorney saying, you know, they use military style tactics and, you know, they came in heavy and excessive force. As a former FBI agent, it's actually not excessive force when someone sends a SWAT team, for instance, because if SWAT is being sent, which based on what I saw, it looked like particularly in the LA search, it looked like it was probably SWAT. Mm-hmm. What they're initially going to do is they're going to go in and they're going to clear the home or clear the location for law enforcement safety. They're going to sweep the area and make sure that there's no high risks, there's no danger, and then they're going to typically send in the other agents and support who are going to be conducting the search. So I, again, you know that my very close friend, Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger, was shot and killed in the FBI, and you know what she was doing? She was executing a search warrant against a child predator, and unfortunately, the FBI didn't send SWAT in that morning. If they had sent SWAT in that morning to clear it, my friend would still be alive. So, no, I do not believe that it is excessive force at all to send in SWAT. From what I saw, they did it in a very professional manner. But, yes, you have to make sure that if certain elements are met, that you are sending in the proper agents with the proper equipment to save officers' lives and to protect everyone. Once it was cleared, like I said, the regular agents went in and they did their jobs.
And then tell us about Lauren Schwarzenberger. So she went in. It was she went in with like a warrant or something. Nicole, is that what happened?
So that morning, that was in the FBI Miami division. It was February 2nd of 2021, and it was the Violent Crimes Against Children squad. They were executing a search warrant against a child predator who was involved with child pornography. And again, having a law enforcement background, we know that those that are harming children, that are conducting things of human sex trafficking, child pornography, they are many times the most dangerous and violent. And do you know why? Because they know that when they are caught, they are going to go away for a very long time. And so they're desperate. They have nothing to lose, right? If you're going to spend the rest of your life in prison, some people are like, you know what? I'm not doing that, so I'm going to put up a fight. The morning that she went out, it was that squad. And they did not send SWAT. They sent in regular, she just didn't have the proper equipment to protect herself. And the person inside of the home ended up firing through the door, through the window, and she took a shot to the head, and she was dead. There was also another special agent that was killed, Daniel Alfin. He was also killed. Yeah. And then there were three other agents that were shot. So I have a very, very strong feeling about when it is appropriate to be sending in SWAT. And again, if SWAT had been sent in that morning, my friend would still be alive. I have a problem with the FBI in many aspects because they send SWAT and do these heavy hits for January 6th misdemeanors for people that were willing to turn themselves in. And yet they send, an early morning raid with SWAT. But yet when it comes to protecting children and sending in agents for the most dangerous, violent criminals, no SWAT for them. But SWAT for January 6th misdemeanors. So again, these accusations and allegations, we don't know who they're against exactly, but, Diddy's homes were raided, so that can kind of give you an indication of what might be coming down the pipeline, but that is for a human sex trafficking case. I mean, those are very serious allegations, and a judge obviously had probable cause. The agents had probable cause, presented it to a judge. They signed off on the warrants. So I do believe that there is a lot to see there. And these sex trafficking cases are extremely complex, Joe. They don't. This didn't just happen overnight. This has probably been going on for a very long, sustained period of time with a very large network of individuals. This is not just like a one person involved. And after seeing Epstein, you know what happened there. And you know the names of the people that were involved. And that was long going. And that can't happen again. We can't let high-powered people of wealth get away with things like this.
Yeah, we still don't know what happened in many respects to that Epstein situation. Hey, Nicole, thank you for that. This is great. I got to tell you, sex trafficking, what is that? I mean, we got to let you go, and we appreciate your time, but human sex trafficking, it's a business. I keep hearing more and more about it, but it's virtually, I can't even imagine.
It's basically modern day human slavery. If you sell a drug, for instance, you sell the drug, you get the money, and that's it. A human being, you can keep reselling them over and over and over for sex. And I've seen it, and it's disgusting. It's evil. It's just the most heinous crime, and especially against minors. And so in this instance, I don't know if it was child sex trafficking or adult, but obviously they're looking into it. They're gathering evidence. Anyone is innocent until proven guilty. But what you're basically doing is you caused an individual to commit a commercial sex act, okay? So for an adult, you have to prove that they use fraud, force, or coercion. For a minor, you don't have to prove that the trafficker did that. You just have to prove that they were caught, they were forced to do a commercial sex act. It's very dangerous, and it is modern-day human slavery, and this cannot continue.
And it's very, very prevalent, is what you're saying, from what we're hearing, yes?
It's probably more prevalent than people realize. And the sad part is, Joe, a lot of the victims, and I call them survivors, when you're able to get out of that situation, you are a survivor. It takes a lot of courage to come forward and to tell. But a lot of them don't even realize that they're victims of a crime. A lot of victims of sex trafficking don't even realize that they have been trafficked. They are manipulated. They are brainwashed. And their traffickers have complete control over them. It's absolutely evil and wrong.
Nicole Parker, wow, what a chat this morning. Nicole, thank you so much for taking the time with us. All the information that we don't know about. Appreciate your service to this great country and always taking the time with us. Listen, we all wish you the very best, over the Easter weekend, but please come back soon when you can, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. God bless.
God bless you, too. Thanks, Nicole. All right. Nicole Parker right
Bye-bye.
There. by a special agent with the FBI, 2010 through October 22nd. There was an education. Oof. I tell you, she's fierce. She's fierce. God bless her. I'll tell you, Nicole Parker right there. Hey, you know what? We're gonna have an inspirational chat with a gentleman by the name of Arthur Lee. He invented a device that has saved literally thousands of lives, and he has a book, and we're gonna bring that to the airwaves. Also, later on in the 9 o'clock hour, Greg Jarrett, we're gonna talk about all the legalities about Disney settling that Florida lawsuit. Congressman Jeff Van Drew will join us, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka as well. Right now, Bill Gagan is in the newsroom for Al Gattulo on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
49 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82. Lieberman, who was Democratic nominee for vice president in 2000 under Al Gore, died in New York City following complications from a fall. The city is announcing an effort to bring jobs and training to parts of the city with high unemployment. Mayor Adams says they need to be on the ground to interact with people and find out why they're unemployed.
We got to meet and talk with people. We got to interact and find out what's the hurdle, what's the barrier, why aren't you employed? We have thousands of jobs that are open in city government.
He says the city will hold monthly hiring halls to bring job opportunities and career services to economically disadvantaged communities in each borough. Former President Trump expected to attend the wake for slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller today on Long Island. The wake being held today and tomorrow at the Massapequa Funeral Home on Merrick Road. You now know what's going on. Bill Gagan, AM 970. The answer, check the roadways. Debbie Duhane.
Good morning, Bill. Alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered parking rules in effect for Holy Thursday. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a 40-minute delay. Lincoln, 40. Holland, at least 45. Watch for slowdowns this morning on the Cross Island South, right at Northern Boulevard. It's a car fire. Two lanes blocked. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Van Wyck South at Hillside Avenue. A stalled tractor trailer in the way. Troubles continue on 18 northbound into the New Jersey Turnpike with a collision in East Brunswick and 280 East exit. At 17 into Kearney. It's a crash being cleared. We're still seeing some slowdowns on the Cross County as you head eastbound into the Hutch. It's an accident. That one is still being worked on as well. And watch for a closure now over on 109 southbound as you get down through Woodbridge. Everything closed with a pretty serious accident reported over there. Rain today with a high going up to about 50 degrees. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Jackson Hewitt. Why are people saying Hugh yeah to Jackson Hewitt? Well, when you switch to Jackson Hewitt, they will beat what you paid last year on your tax prep, even if you filed online. Proof of prior year payment required when filing. New clients only at participating locations through April 7th. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. So I'd like to personally invite you to join me on Norwegian Cruise Line's Piscopo at Sea. Set sail from New York City to beautiful Bermuda June 2nd to June 9th. And I'd love for you to be a part of this special, intimate, relaxing cruise. Let me tell you, you get unlimited beverage package, specialty dining, prepaid gratuities, a group dinner, a VIP cocktail party with yours truly, and much, much more. Just about sold out, but I'm going to give you the number to call 888-472-6430, 888-472-6430, or email info@joepiscopo.us, email at joepiscopo, it's info@joepiscopo.us. That is the email, info@joepiscopo.us. By the way, this is going to be a blast. I never go on vacation, but we're going out and we're going to do this Norwegian Cruise Line, which is so top of the line, so classy. And Piscopo at Sea leaves New York. It's New York Harbor. Check it out. June 2nd through June 9th. So we leave from beautiful New York Harbor, go past the Statue of Liberty, you know, Ellis Island, where my grandparents came in, see the Verrazano Bridge out to Bermuda. It's going to be beautiful. By the way, Piscopo at Sea is sponsored by Gold Coast Cadillac in Oakhurst, New Jersey, awarded Cadillac Dealer of the Year 27 times. Shop GoldCoastCadillac.com or call my friend Bill Camastro at 845-568-7336. That's GoldCoastCadillac.com. And by the way, let me just mention your special price for the Piscopo at Sea Norwegian Cruise Line event will include a double occupancy balcony cabin. Solo cabins and special upgrades are also available. 888 888- 472-6430.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
All right, let me tell you about Relief Factor. Spring is here, you know, really, and you got time. You give yourself 3 weeks to get out of pain. If you're feeling the pain, I would love you to go to relieffactor.com or call 800, the number 4, the word relief, because you could get that 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95, and you have a guarantee, the feel better or your money back guarantee, where it means you spend less than $20, and if it doesn't work, you get your money back. Give yourself 3 weeks, you know, because you know what? It's going to start getting really warm. I'm telling you, it's going to be springtime into summer. You're going to want to be able to move around. And I think you can if you take 100% drug-free Relief Factor. And you got to remember to take it. Sometimes I'll go up the stairs at night. Sometimes I'll think, okay, going to bed. Oops, got to take Relief Factor. I take my Relief Factor, and it has kept me out of pain for years now. And I got out of pain in 5 easy days. I'm telling you something. So the best way to try it is the Relief Factor 3-week quick start for $19.95 with a money back guarantee. Please call 800, the number 4, the word relief, or again, relieffactor.com.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
Just for one day. 8:41 in the morning. You know, Arthur Lee is an inventor and CEO of a life-saving product called LifeVac, and he is the author of Sorry Can't Is a Lie. And we invited Arthur to come on the show and to tell us about the book. Arthur, my dear friend, awesome to have you on the radio with us, man. How are you this morning?
Hey, what's up, Joe? I was thinking of you yesterday. We had a lady in the hole saved, 73-year-old that was saved with LifeVac.
Wow.
You were there, you saw the Hall of Saves, and yep. She looked me in the eye, and she welled up, and she said, thanks for saving my life.
Wow.
And
wow.
I thought about the way you've been there for us, and what a good man you are, and it just made me think of you at that moment.
Thank you, my brother. You know what? I'm proud to be with you at LifeVac. So this is a device that, and again, we want to talk about your book, but just quickly, if we may, you could go in. You see, and I was with our buddy, a mutual buddy, Brian Kilmeade. We went out to your plant, saw everybody out there where you actually manufactured LifeVac in Long Island, and there's a wall of beautiful children, mostly, but all walks of life. Those are the lives saved by LifeVac. And Arthur, how many lives did you save with LifeVac to this point, sir?
We're at 1,890.
Wow.
1,890. 1,400 kids. And I was on with Brian this morning on Fox and Friends, and another guy with a great soul trying to make a difference. And
Yeah.
And this morning I woke up, we saved a kid in Australia. So how good is that?
Oh, this is great. You know what? I'm gonna say this. I don't want to get in trouble, but you know, we're cross town and you're with the Sunday show, and we love you having you on Sundays with Sinatra. It's cross town, but you know, hey, if you ever want to come here, we'd be honored to have you. And I tell the you know, I don't want to, you know, politically get in the way because you're over at WABC, but we'd love to have you here too. Is that fair enough to say, Arthur? I think that's fair enough to say, right? I don't want to, you know,
Joe. I think back, you know, I think of your mom a lot from being at the wake, and the way she was such an inspiration, and the way she built you, and the way you've embraced trying to save lives by spreading the word on LifeVac, and good people do good things, and it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, just do a good thing, and by sharing the word about LifeVac, we save lives, and we've done it together. You're on the chart. You've saved lives. Just your message.
Yeah, we're trying, man. I'll tell you what, and thank you for going to the wake at Mom's. It was great because we were in one room where Mom was, and then we walked in the other room, and there you were watching the video that my son Joey put together. Was that? And, yeah, and I said, Arthur, what are you doing here? He goes, this is great. This video is great. You're watching. I love that. That was great that you were there.
I think about her all the time, the way she sent cards for every occasion, went to church every day. We all can be better people. And, someone like your mom that put such effort into it. It was such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and let me go to your inspirational book, which I love because you're so funny. You texted me and said, "I know you don't read because I don't. My friends know I don't. I'm not a reader. But this, you could just fly through this. Sorry, can't is a lie. And there's some things in there. It's really inspirational, but it's very, very personal. And it's a great right. So tell us about the book. And I have questions I want to ask you, Arthur. But why don't you bring out the sensitive things because I want you to feel comfortable in doing that on the air, sir.
Well, I appreciate that, Joe, but it's hard to share about the accident where I fell asleep, my two friends died, and I had to call and tell the dad that I was the driver. It's really hard. But two things. One, it may save someone from committing suicide, which is rampant. And two, there's little tidbits of life that say, okay, let's make our Rolodex of life and understand it and share it so that maybe someone else could benefit from it. And, it's funny stuff from throwing a rock or marshmallow, going over Niagara Falls in a bubble. These all affected my brain. And maybe it's a humble book. It's just a brown wrapper. I wrote it. It's written like a 10-year-old, but that's why you could read it. So hopefully by sharing it, I help someone else.
It's true. Tell us about Niagara Falls again. Tell us about it.
Funny. My dad was an engineer, so I wanted to go over Niagara Falls, running the idea by him. He's helping me. My mother's yelling at me I'm not allowed to go over Niagara Falls. My friend's standing there like, what the hell's going on?
And you did, and you're alive today. I mean,
maybe. But, that was about support, right? My dad, even though it was a pretty nutty idea, he jumped in with his engineering brain to help me go over Niagara Falls. And, my mom being a mom says, but not allowed.
But
the lesson is, who's going to be in your corner when you have a dream, when you think big, when you think out of the box? Who's going to be there and support you? And my dad always was, and my friends at Life Back, and you, and Ryan, and that's how we changed the world.
It's so true. So tell us about Life Back, if I may, before we let you go, Arthur Lee, and the concept of it, that you came up with what looks to be a simple device and to go on to save thousands of lives. How did you start with this?
Well, it goes back to my empathy. My daughter is 7. I hear of a 7-year-old choked to death. Heimlich doesn't work. I can't just sit there. So old baby boomer. I go in my garage. I jerk around. I figure something out. It's a sink plunger. It's a little plunger. You push it, pull it. It sucks the thing out. Big deal. Mm-hmm. Big genius move. The difficulty was persevering for the 6 years till I got there. But I had to, because I've had a child hold me and hug me and say thank you for saving my life. Those parents didn't lose their child. And like I said, man, you saw that wall. I walk in there and there's kids and adults and that lady yesterday looking in my eyes saying you saved my life. Yeah. No one has to choke to death again. 5,000 people a year. I'm going to stop that.
Yeah, and you keep it in your car, you keep it in your home, and it's so easy to get. Hey, but on the book, sorry, can't is a lie. My Jersey accent's coming out. Can't. I keep saying can't is a lie. But it's a great read. It's how you doing? Arthur, where can we find the book and certainly Life Back, sir?
Go to lifeback.net. You can get them both there. And, they both can maybe save your life, and that's what matters. It's all I can do is do my best to try and help other people.
Oh, you're good. And I love the relationship you have, as I do with my daughters. You have a beautiful daughter and a great relationship, and you work with her.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, you just exude inspiration, my dear friend. You really do. And we need this positive story this morning more than ever.
We do. And then we all got to say, and you keep it inside you, and I do too. And that's why I love seeing you and hugging you.
Yeah, listen, I can't wait to see you soon, Arthur. God bless you, and we'll get the word out, my friend. See you soon for sure, Arthur Lee. Thank you, my brother.
I love you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, love you back, man. Thank you, sir. Arthur Lee, inventor and CEO of LifeVac. And again, not a sponsor, but I'm telling you, not a sponsor here at AM 970. Hopefully they will be, because this is a device that has helped thousands of lives. I've seen it. I've seen it in children when you walk in and you see where LifeVac is made. And I've been out there, and it is extraordinary. And then the book is an easy read, and it's an inspiration. But what Arthur went through in his life, it's a great story. It's an inspiration that good will prevail. Sorry, can't is a lie is the name of the book at lifevac.net, I believe he said. And if you just Google LifeVac, you'll be able to. L-I-F-E, capital V-A-C. All right? All right. 8:49, Joe on the radio. Big hour coming up. Right now, Debbie's looking out for you. It's going to be crazy in New York. With that fundraiser at Radio City, right in Midtown. And how are we doing so far, Deb?
Yeah, President Biden expected to be here around 1 this afternoon, so you'll see frozen zones. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton will be in town, and also President Trump will be heading out to Massapequa Park as well for the funeral, for the wake for Officer Jonathan Diller. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. As you head to 1 and 9 southbound, you're slowing down through Woodbridge. Accident with a fuel spill over by 35. 4 westbound at Forest Ave and Paramus, it's a crash. Troubles right now on 17 south, heavy through Rochelle Park with a crash cleared. Watch for delays on the Van Wyck South at Hillside Avenue. That's a stalled car in the way. That's what's causing the delay. Also seeing delays on the Cross County eastbound right at the Hutch. It's an accident. Inbound GWB 40, Lincoln 40, Holland 45. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Holy Thursday. Metered parking rules, they remain in effect. And watch for some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to the LIE West at Glen Cove Road. Accident on the shoulder. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Want to improve your memory and focus? Want a more restful sleep or maybe more energy throughout the day? Learn how by tuning into Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan as he guides you on an adventure of discovery on how to help your brain and body in a natural way so you feel better, function better, and improve your quality of life. It's Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York's first board-certified functional neurologist. Saturday morning at 8 on AM 970, The Answer.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation, Let Us Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida, is a community that will have about 100 homes for the foundation's program participants. Two families have already moved in, a Gold Star family and the family of a severely injured hero who served our nation, moved into the community's first smart home. The Let Us Do Good Village is a special place where together families can heal. It's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Let Us Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
It is cold and flu season again. Is your immune system ready? Invite Health is here to help with our Immunity Multivitamin, a comprehensive immune-supporting daily multivitamin packed with key minerals, vitamins, and antioxidants. Enhanced with the immune-boosting nutrients, elderberry extract, and nucleic acids to give your immune cells the power they need to fend off pathogens. Take an extra 10% off Invite's Immunity Multivitamin by calling now, 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Save even more with our new everyday low prices plus the additional 10% off on Invite's Immunity Multivitamin. Visit invitehealth.com to check out our entire product line and call 800-673-2345 for 10% off Immunity Multivitamin today. That number again, 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345 or go to invitehealth.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
I go, hey, this is so funny. A morning show, the great Robert Davi calls me on the phone. You got to answer. Otherwise, Robert doesn't forget. You don't answer. Robert, you're calling. You're on the air live with me right now, my brother. How you doing? How you doing?
All right, bro. How you been?
Good. Let me call. I'll call you right after the show. You sound great. You always sound great. Everything okay?
Everything's great. Yeah, I just wanted to talk to you a minute about something.
All right.
You know.
Hey, when Davi calls, I answer. Tell Chaz. Tell Chaz, okay? All right, bro. I'll call you. I'll miss you too, brother. Call you back. Call you back. The great Robert Davi right there. He is great. He's a character, but he's a great guy. Hey, let me tell you about InfuCareRx, if I may, okay? Under the watchful eye of our good friend Devin Patel, founder and CEO of InfuCareRx, I have a buddy who's a mentor, who's just a wonderful, wonderful guy. Does so much for so many people and has a heart of gold, my buddy Ray, who has been really walked me through so many aspects of my life. And he introduced me to Devin Patel. And then of course, Devin and Ray told me about InfuCareRx. And I went, wow, look what all they're doing. They could offer you a positive lifestyle change if you're in need of an IV or sub-Q infusion, you know. And you could, they'll come right to your house. It's wild what they could do nowadays. So if you got to check with your doctor, okay? And if you're in need of some kind of infusion, even if it's just immunoglobulin, for as an antioxidant or a saline, you want to call InfuCareRx. They'll come to your home as opposed to you going to a clinic or a hospital, right? And they have access to their full clinical team via phone and digital access 24/7, 365. You speak with your doctor, see if you're a candidate for the safe and convenient at-home infusion services of InfuCareRx. It's InfuCareRx. InfuCareRx.com. That's where you want to go. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. Today's weather report is sponsored by FazTech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. Roll-off containers from 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, garage cleanouts, or construction and demolition debris. Specializing in removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt throughout all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. And I wonder, uh-oh, here comes the rain. Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Thank you, Alex. Raining throughout most of the day, Jeffrey.
Yeah, it is going to be more or less a day-long deal. So we have it around today and into the evening before it starts to gradually taper off. But with it tapering off, it's going to be increasingly windy and sticking around tomorrow. As a matter of fact, some of those winds could be around 15 to 20, gusting up to 25 to 30. So it is going to be windy to factor that in as well. Temperature-wise, 52 for today, dipping down to 40 overnight. And then with the wind tomorrow, we're dry, clouds and sunshine at 54. To start the weekend, sun mixes with clouds, warming up to 58, and then we're back under clouds for Sunday also at 58 degrees. So a very nice weekend in store to do any Easter festivities or, like my favorite, checking for the eggs. Searching for the eggs. It was always my favorite. One time I caught my dad putting the eggs out, and I'm like, he's not the Easter bunny.
I know. And my kids are older, but I'm still going to hide the eggs. You got to do the eggs. You got to color. We're going to color the eggs. You got to hide. It's all about Easter. Thank you, Jeff.
Coloring the eggs. Yeah, coloring the eggs. Dyeing the eggs. Yes.
You got to do it. Jeff Nordine right there. Yeah. The thing is, too, do you get the glitter? They have so many different. I like the old Paz. Remember Paz? And then with the old Paz, you put the thing in, you drop the little tablet in mm-hmm. the cup, you know, and then you put, I think it's white, you put white vinegar with it, correct?
Yep.
And then it dissolves it, and then you got it. But the fancy schmancy swirly stuff, I don't know. It's a little too fancy for me. I like the old days with the little metal thing, the little metal holder, and your fingers always get green and blue and red,
yep,
don't they?
Yep.
Like that. Happy Easter there, Jeff. Have a good one. Have a
you
great
too.
Weekend. Okay, man. Take care. Take care. Hey, Greg Jarrett's going to join us right at the top of the hour, okay? We got a lot to talk about. Disney settling the Florida lawsuit, and there's the Trump gag order, whatever, you know, that is, whatever Donald Trump has to go through. There's a litany of things. And also, the driver charged in the shooting of Jonathan Diller, Officer Diller. His wake is today and tomorrow. Congressman Jeff Van Drew, he is the man. We're going to talk about the Atlantic City Coast Guard assisting in the Baltimore Bridge collapse. And Dr. Sebastian Gorka, you don't want to miss Dr. Gorka. He fired up, as always. And you can hear Dr. Gorka 3 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer as well. Joe Piscopo right now, live, and we're coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 50 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. New Jersey officials promised to take congestion pricing's plan to court. The full MTA board gave final approval yesterday to toll drivers $15 to drive below 60th Street in town. Governor Murphy vows to fight what he calls a blatant cash grab. A man is dead after being struck by a train in the city. The MTA says it was approximately 2:50 yesterday afternoon at Grand Central and 42nd Street Station. The 51-year-old was pronounced dead at the hospital. While the circumstances are unclear, criminality not suspected. President Biden will be joined by former Presidents Clinton and Obama for a fundraiser tonight at Radio City Music Hall. Tickets for the event start at $250, but the highest donors paid about $500,000. The event should cause some traffic headaches and street closures. Nets and Knicks win. Mets are rained out. You now know what's going on. Bill.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.